It's now time for another Morning Spotlight with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's the holiday season. This is a wonderful time of year, and we live in a great place.
We sure do. Now, we just wrapped up Christmas. Now, we've got the end of the year, brand new year coming up, and we've got some winter weather out there. And, you know, I feel like winter has officially started here. We've had a couple of little snowstorms here and there, but they've been very spread apart. And normally, you know, we only have the first snow of the year, and then it's kind of like a refresher for everyone to drive in snow. But this time, I just feel like we keep getting refreshers because there's so much time in between that it all melts, and then we all forget again, and then we get another snowstorm. So just a little bit more snow this last week. And, you know, Sheriff, there's definitely some reminders that need to be thrown out there.
You know, and this time of year, it's different. You know, if you get those early snowstorms, and yeah, the roads are slippery, but it goes away real fast, and the roads weren't really cold when it snowed on them. And these snowstorms now, if it snows at all, the roads are slippery because the roads are already cold and everything sticks. And you know, just want to remind everybody, I noticed there were a lot of slide-offs during this last snowstorm a few days ago. Just want to remind everybody that braking zones triple. You know, if you're coming up to a stop sign three times further than you normally would, start slowing down and be prepared. And honestly, have all the speed scrubbed off to where you're just simply stopping at the stop sign and not coming up to the sign to stop. You know
right.
what I mean? There's that. And slow down. Give yourself more time to get from point A to point B. Be a little more courteous of your fellow drivers and give them more space as well, because if a car stops in front of you and you're unable to stop, obviously you're gonna collide with them. And yeah, just be prepared for everything. And along with this, you know, you're going to see temperatures down below zero. I've already seen that near my home after this snowstorm. It's been cold. It's time to make sure your car's serviced and up to speed. Make sure you have plenty of windshield washer fluid. Make sure the oil's changed and all your fluids are good. And you know, walk around, check your tires. This is a time to have good tires on your vehicle. That makes all the difference in the world on the icy roads. And time to do a little vehicle inspection and make sure your windshield wipers are good. You're going to use your wipers a lot. And horrible windshield wipers are just a pain in the neck because you can't scrub all that salt off and see.
They absolutely are. And, you know, Sheriff, another thing that I think that people need to realize, and I am not saying that I'm the best at doing this because I'm absolutely not, but you've got to keep your gas tank full. You have to. I mean, I just, for the simple fact of, I just go from home to work, and that's basically it. But if you're going to go anywhere at all and the weather is not the best, you have no idea if you're going to get stuck and how much gas you're really going to use.
That's right. How long you may be stranded in your vehicle, you know, in a bad situation. So the rule of thumb that I like to use is at this time of year, half full is now the new empty for us. So when
right.
your car gets to half full, fill it back up.
Right.
And you'll always have plenty. And just don't head out over the mountain without topping off. It's just unsafe. And if, heaven forbid, you were to slide off and be out of sight for a minute, had to spend a night in your car, you need plenty of fuel to keep that thing running and stay warm.
For sure. And, you know, Sheriff, I think that this is just the time of the year that we all need to just kind of look around, make sure that, you know, if you see one of your neighbors has not been able to get out and shovel their sidewalks, maybe they're elderly, go out and help them. You know, it only takes a couple of minutes. Go and check on your neighbors. Make sure that they're doing well this time of the year.
You know, that's crucial. You know how you get good neighbors, Mallory, is you be a good neighbor. Good
right.
neighbors breed good neighbors. So yeah, if you see somebody that's struggling or could use a hand, or maybe you finished your sidewalk and your neighbor's still shoveling theirs and they're able-bodied, it's still a good gesture to go over and give them a hand. And you know, two shovels work faster than one. And, you know, with this time of year, it's New Year's.
Right.
Time to start looking to a brand new season and time to set your goals. And that's one thing I always like to remind people, set goals. My goals revolve around community, family, and personal. So I want to do good things for the community, and I'll set my goals for that and be a better member of my family. But then I also want to do personal goals. Those are usually revolve around fitness or health for me. But I also try to set reasonable goals. A lot of people will come up with an idea of, you know, I want to do almost the impossible. And if you try to tackle that all at once, you're setting unreasonable goals, and they're likely not to be achieved. So keep that in mind when you're setting your goals. Start small, celebrate your victories, and reassess your goals as the year goes on. But now is a good time to be thinking about that. And, you know, maybe that's one of your goals, is to be a better neighbor. Just want to wish everyone a happy new year, and ask everybody to please be safe, be responsible during New Year's Eve. If you're at gatherings, make sure you're careful and COVID compliant. And if you're partaking in the spirits, make sure you have an arrangement to get home. Make right arrangements before you go, so you don't have to make that decision later in the night. And you see your local law enforcement out and about. We'll be working New Year's Eve. Give them a wave. Give them a smile. They appreciate that a lot.
Oh, for sure. So, you know, as always, Sheriff, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us these updates. It's very beneficial information and just things that we need to think about. So, as always, I appreciate it. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can hear this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.